Hey everyone, welcome back to 4 Women, 4 Health, the space where we break down holistic health, natural healing, and taking charge of your well-being. I'm Carly Bigelow, a holistic health practitioner that specializes in aromatherapy and homeopathy. Today, we're going to have a serious heart-to-heart about something that so many of us have been conditioned to fear: symptoms. Now, I know you've heard me say before, symptoms aren't the enemy, they're just the messenger, and that's exactly what this podcast episode is about. For decades, we've been trained to see symptoms as something we need to fight against. We've built an entire medical system around the idea that if you can suppress the symptoms, then you're healing. But what if I told you that symptoms aren't the enemy? They're actually your body's built-in warning system. They're not a malfunction, they're just a message. So today, we're going to talk about why symptoms matter, why suppressing them is not real healing, and how natural, holistic approaches actually work with your body to bring it back into balance. By the end of this episode, I hope you'll start looking at your body's messages in a whole new light. Now imagine this. You're driving your car, and suddenly the check engine light comes on. Do you freak out? Do you smash the dashboard and yell, "This stupid light is ruining my day"? No, you take your car to a mechanic and figure out what's wrong. Symptoms are the body's version of that check engine light. They don't exist to punish you. They exist to alert you to something deeper happening beneath the surface. If we only turn off the symptom without addressing the root cause, we're essentially ignoring our body's warning system. So let's break down a few examples. Number one, fevers. The body doesn't just randomly decide to get a fever. A fever is the immune system's way of fighting off infections. The heat actually kills bacteria and viruses. It's like your body turning up the thermostat to burn out intruders. But what do most people do? They take medication to bring the fever down, stopping the body from doing what it was designed to do. You could take the holistic approach. Support the fever with hydration, rest, and immune-boosting herbs like elderberry or echinacea, rather than immediately suppressing it. Let the fever do its job unless it reaches dangerous levels. Number two, chronic headaches. Many people pop ibuprofen without even asking, why do I have this headache? Could it be dehydration? A magnesium deficiency? Stress? Poor posture? Too much caffeine? Instead of covering up the pain, we need to figure out what's causing it. The holistic approach to this would be to check hydration levels. Most headaches are linked to dehydration. And I know personally that whenever I start to feel a headache come on, I immediately reach for my water and 99% of the time, the headache dissipates. Another thing you could do is consider magnesium supplements or foods high in magnesium, like dark leafy greens. Also, look at your stress levels, posture, and screen time as possible culprits. Number three, skin breakouts and rashes. Our skin is a detox organ. If something is out of balance internally, like gut issues, liver congestion, or hormonal imbalances, it often shows up on the skin. But instead of investigating the root cause, what do most people do? They slather on steroid creams, which suppress the inflammation, but doesn't actually fix the real issue. Now, the holistic approach to this is to, one, address the gut health, because skin issues often start in the gut. Avoid inflammatory foods like dairy and processed sugars, and then use natural remedies like calendula, chamomile, and aloe vera to support healing. Do you see the pattern? The symptom is never the real problem. It's the clue. We live in a world where we've been taught that quick fixes are the best solutions. Have a headache? Take a pill. Can't sleep? Take a pill. Feeling anxious? Take a pill. But when we only treat symptoms instead of causes, we set ourselves up for long-term health problems. Let's talk about some common symptom-suppressing approaches that might be doing more harm than good. Number one, using painkillers for chronic pain. They block pain signals, but they don't fix the inflammation, injury, or imbalance causing the pain. Overuse can lead to liver damage, gut issues, and even dependency. Number two, using acid reflux medications. And before I knew better, I was one of these people, and I could not live without taking one every single day. And if I missed it by an hour, I would be suffering so much. And I am so thankful that I am out of that. So most people assume they have too much acid, but in reality, many people have low stomach acid. Long-term acid blockers can lead to nutrient deficiencies and gut imbalances. Number three, using antidepressants for mood disorders. While medication has its place, if we never address nutrient deficiencies, gut health, or emotional trauma, we're not truly healing. Every time we suppress symptoms without investigating the root cause, we're missing an opportunity for real healing. So what should we do instead? Instead of silencing symptoms, we should be working with the body to figure out what's wrong and bring it back into balance. Here's a breakdown of how holistic health supports the body instead of suppressing it. Start by using nutrition as medicine. Food can be a powerful tool for healing. Certain foods will reduce inflammation, support detox, and boost your immune function. Use things like herbs and homeopathy. Adaptogens help the body manage stress, and homeopathic remedies stimulate the body's natural healing response instead of shutting it down. You could also focus on the mind-body connection. Stress, trauma, and unresolved emotions manifest physically. Practices like meditation, grounding, and breathwork can actually reduce symptoms by calming the nervous system. What if instead of being afraid of symptoms, we became curious? What if we saw them as opportunities to listen to what our bodies actually need? So we need to shift our mindset. Instead of thinking, oh, I have another headache, I need to take something. Now you need to start thinking, why do I keep getting headaches? Is my body telling me something is off? And instead of thinking something like, oh, this rash is annoying, I need to cover it up. Now you need to start thinking, what is my skin trying to eliminate? Could this be connected to my gut or liver? Your body isn't broken. It's speaking. The question is, are you actually listening? So the next time you experience a symptom, I challenge you, don't just suppress it. Ask yourself, what is my body trying to tell me? Real healing comes from supporting the body and not silencing it. And that's exactly what holistic health is all about. If you found this episode helpful, share it with a friend who needs to hear this. See you next time, and remember, your symptoms are messengers, not the enemy.